Do you know what people in your work say about you when you leave the room, I wonder? And is Twitter all that important for your job prospects? In a world where perceptions can often be more important than reality, how can you manage your reputation in the office and indeed online? Branding expert Veronica Canning joins me now, along with Dara Doyle, who was one of the first Irish people ever on Twitter, and I'm told now gets invited to everything such as the power of his connections. Is that not true, Dara?
Oh, I wasn't one of the first. There was plenty of people on before me, but I have been on it for about 6.5 years, which I suppose ages me quite a bit.
And that gives that, and that is your brand. That built your brand.
It helps, yeah. It helps what I do, and I help other people then on Twitter and social media. So it's good.
Do you get invited to all sorts of things?
Well, I'm here now, so there you go. That's like one of your answers. But yes,
well, I was thinking more like nicer things, like meals and restaurants.
Well, absolutely.
And
I suppose. A lot of brands and a lot of companies and organisations and certainly festivals want people like me coming to their events and tweeting about them and hopefully saying nice things. Now, I never get told to say nice things or never get asked to say nice things, but they have the confidence in themselves and in their event to say, well, if he comes along, he'll probably enjoy it and hopefully say something nice.
And they're not exactly worried. What exactly it is that you say something that you mention their event. That's the key thing. The key thing is it's marketing, isn't
it? It's marketing. It's complete marketing. Absolutely.
So they want their name or their new event passed on, and you have a connection to maybe a load of followers who are reading your Twitter thing, and so would you please mention it so their name gets repeated?
Exactly. And there's a huge industry almost around in the PR and marketing industry around getting mentions on Twitter and on social media. You know, you can do courses on it. You can buy Twitter followers and all that kind of stuff. But what I find is fascinating.
You can buy Twitter followers.
Oh, you can buy. They're useless. Don't buy Twitter followers, people. Don't ever buy Twitter followers. Why would you buy that? But you, people like having that number after their name to seem like they're influential or powerful or whatever. There was a really interesting article in the Sunday Times recently where it named a number of Irish celebrities who had done this, which was kind of interesting.
To make it look as if you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people interested in what you say.
Interested in what you say, when in fact they don't.
Well, it's kind of interesting for people who want to make a name for themselves. All
yeah,
the same.
Exactly. I mean, we all look for... I was saying to Veronica outside, social media is one of these things where it's about ego and it's about validation. People like the ego feeling of people saying, oh, look, that's interesting. He's interesting or whatever. And then the validation of going, I'm here and I'm doing something. This is me. Look at me. You know, and that's why people are on it. But the most interesting thing I find about it is my job didn't exist 10 years ago.
Your job?
Didn't exist 10 years ago. There was nobody doing the job that I do.
Because there wasn't any Twitter.
Because there wasn't any Twitter. There wasn't any Facebook. There wasn't really any social media. So it's developed and it's come that way. And there are a lot of listeners now who are struggling with their social media and, oh, what will I put up? What will I say about my business? How will I make my business look good out there? What do I have to say? And I think the thing that people always forget is just do a good job and have people talk about the good job that you do. It's far better to have people talking good about you
and give them something useful good to look at.
Exactly.
Veronica, now I know that you're pretty much an expert in a different kind of branding, not so much the Twitter type of stuff, because you've written a book actually this week called Your Brand, Advance Your Career and Building a Personal Brand, which sounds like a very useful thing for people to have a look at. Who says what a person's brand is?
Well, I believe that everybody has a personal brand. And I think what the problem is that people don't realise that. So they have an accidental brand. Whereas I would want them to have a purposeful brand.
Now, this is in the workplace or this is on your daily... We're not talking online here now. We're talking general.
No, I see online as an extension. It's putting your brand out there. Whereas what I'm talking about is more the starting stages. I work very much with high potential people in corporate world or in businesses. And I can see... I'll tell you how it came about, Mike. Deep conviction that personal branding matters in your career is that you're working with somebody and they're doing their goals and they're saying where they're going to be in a couple of years. And I've watched people and 50% of them will achieve their goals. They will get to the next level. They will become a partner in a company and 50% don't. So I began to think, why is this happening? And what I have over a very long time of observing at close quarters, that it's a personal brand. It's the behaviours that you exhibit. It's the values that you have. It's what people think about you.
Could they be doing it by accident?
Well, let me give you an example. And an accidental one would be, say you are a workaholic person. You work very hard, you're results driven. That's what you're about. At a certain level in your career, the company thinks that's fantastic. My goodness, that person gets through the most remarkable hours. But then it gets to a stage where you progress and you're actually going to be promoted. And they say, oh, no, we're going to put that person now in charge of a lot of people. I say, well, we couldn't because everybody'd leave. The staff would turn over because this person is so results driven. Their brand is so results driven. I call this person Workaholic Wendy. So Workaholic Wendy is killing everybody around her. So she stalls in her career. Now, why is she stalling? Because her personal brand is that she is a worker and she's not emotionally intelligent. She can't read the people around her. She derails.
So could you get trapped by your brand? I'll call it Workaholic William because Workaholic it would be nice for me to call it Wendy because I don't believe that all those women are that bad in terms of being a boss or anything like that.
No, I didn't. It's just an example. I mean, it could be another one is, say, I call Pernickety Pete. So Pernickety Pete is somebody who's so detail orientated. He does really, really well at a certain level, doesn't he? He, nothing wrong, everything correct. But then when he gets to a level where he needs to look at the big picture, he needs to be more visionary, he needs to be more of a risk taker for the business. And we know in Ireland that you have to change, you have to be a risk taker. If you're innovative, you'll succeed. But if I'm trapped in my attention to detail and the correctness of something, I will not get to the top in a company. And the top talent searchers are looking across the board, across the floor at the top talent, their potential talent. And that person's personal brand is now stalling them. Whereas it served them before, but it's no longer serving them. And that's the kind of...
It could come as a bit of a shock. That kind of stuff doesn't haunt you at night at all, Dara, does it? I mean, the fact that maybe your brand is going to limit you, like to an extent that you're the Twitter guy, for instance, there. If somebody were to say that, the guy with the blue nose, have you got a blue nose picture on it? Isn't that right?
This is it. And I get people coming up to me going, you don't have a blue nose in real life. And I'm like, oh, I have to cover it up with makeup, you know, it frightens children, stuff like that. But like, interesting on a personal brand. So you this week, congratulations on the new job announcement, right? But a lot of people online went, what, George Lee, agriculture and environment, what does George know about this, right? And it's that kind of, it's that possibility of you now going, lads, I got the interview. They've given me the job. They have faith in me. So let's see what happens down the road, you know. Right. And it's that kind of stuff that I help people with. But it's also about that outreach. So you have to make your brand and your company accessible. And when people are saying good things or bad things, it's a great opportunity for you to talk about what you do and get people engaged. And get people to know you and to be seen to be friendly and all that kind of stuff.
Once you have the brand, you see, once you have a personal brand and it's changeable and it's a good, solid personal brand, then you can safely go and do what Dara's doing because you're authentic. I think possibly where people have derailed on this in their personal brand is they focus on the getting it out there, but they haven't spent the time on building something that's authentic to them.
Figuring what it is that they're that
they get caught
them,
up. Yes, they
them.
Get caught up in you were saying earlier.
In the numbers,
I've loads
and the
of numbers,
and
so I'm going to buy them, or I'm going to just put any old stuff out there. And what I would be saying is, well, don't go near that until you know the niche you want to occupy, the value system you want to espouse, what you stand for, and then out you go and you'll be really successful. But it's like a false success if it's not anchored in you.
But we're talking now about everybody, because I know that, you know, senior executives might come to somebody like yourself, Veronica, and say, listen, I keep on failing getting interviews, or if you keep on failing looking for my internal promotions and so on, but what message am I giving across? But it's not just them, it's everybody, isn't it?
It is everybody.
So what should they do and what should they not do? Because people don't realise they have to worry about this. People think of them is important.
Yes, I think what my number, you know, I have invented something or come up with a model of 8 steps. And the first one, I think, is the most important one. This is the one I would say
to people.
You
won't get through the 8 now, but
No. And you don't need to. The most important one is, do you actually know yourself? And people have a predisposition to think better of themselves. And they're not thinking of their impact on other people. So if you understand yourself, I'll give you an example. Somebody will say to me, Veronica, I'm a very straightforward person. I just tell it as it is. And I say, well, no, how is that going for you? Because are you looking at the faces around you as you come down, thundering down the floor, and you say what you think of what the person has just done? And there you go. There goes. Don't you have the personal brand in one instant?
And Dara, for you, straightforward people online, I presume.
There's an awful lot of straightforward people
say
online.
Stuff that they'd never actually say.
Which is very interesting. They do use this, but... I read something online and it's that before you blog, tweet, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, think. This is an acronym from a secondary school in Blanchardstown, a friend of mine put up on Twitter. And think, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it interesting? Is it necessary? And is it kind? And if you could put all of that and get that brand online, it looks good for you, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
It does. And it'd be nice if people did that in real life as well.
Yeah, and not by their tweeters or their followers and so on. So for everybody, basically, this is a key thing. I mean, watch it.
I think it is, yeah.
OK, well, look, thank you both very much indeed. Veronica Canning and Dara Doyle, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed.